Hi everyone, welcome to Writing in Place, a project for this specific time, brought to you by Keeping a Notebook. I'm Nina LaCour. In the last episode, I shared that my family just moved to a new home in San Francisco, across the bay from where we used to live. Being new to the neighborhood, entirely unfamiliar with it, gives this experience of sheltering in place its own specific strangeness. Nothing is familiar. I don't know which neighbors have always been around, working on their rooftops all day, and which ones used to get up and out the door for work in the mornings. On our occasional walks, my daughter and I stop to admire drawings and read messages posted in windows, and imagine what it will be like to meet the people who made them one day. We've shared some cautious introductions, the two of us from the street, the families up their steps in the doorways. But most of our outdoor time is spent in our backyard, where the neighbor whose house is the closest to ours sometimes opens the window a crack to peer at us. "Hi," we said the first few times, eager to meet this person. But then the window closed without a response. We shrugged. "Oh well," we said, and continued pulling weeds and singing songs and sitting quietly in the sun. Rainbows in windows, messages in windows, people in windows. I'm aware that I am a person in a window too. I opened the shutters for light when I was in a Zoom Pilates class the other day, and as the neighbors walked by, they witnessed my less than perfect balance, my forward bend, and my awkward leg circles. I'm normally a lot more concerned with privacy, but I didn't mind it. The sunlight was important, and being seen by strangers, even through glass, felt like a tiny hint of community. Like, there you are, walking your dog wearing a mask. Here I am, exercising in my living room. Isn't this a strange new world? So, if you'd like to join me, let's write about windows today. I want to remind you, though, that this project is meant as an invitation, an offering to you if you'd like it. This has nothing to do with productivity or obligation. This exercise can be a meditation, it can be a prompt for journaling, or it can be a portal to your fiction writing if you're up for imagining characters right now. I encourage you to first take a little tour of your space, as large or as small as it may be. Find every window you can. The front window of our apartment is right on the street, just a couple feet from the sidewalk. To sit or practice Pilates in front of this window is to almost be out in the world, just separated by a large pane of glass. The window in my bedroom looks onto the outer wall of the house next to us, beige siding and nothing else. My daughter's has a view of the little alley between the houses, and then, in the back of the apartment, where the kitchen and dining room are, we look out over the city. We can see Twin Peaks from there, and the rooftops of 1,000 houses. We see sunsets and stars and trees. The bathroom window offers a direct view into a neighbor's impeccably maintained courtyard. But the most interesting window in our new home is hidden away. It's inside a hallway closet, and through it is a tiny, perfectly framed view of the downtown San Francisco skyline. So take your little tour and take time to look through each window where you are. Pay attention to which one calls to you right now, in this moment. You don't need to have a reason for choosing the one you do. Just pick what feels right. Stay in your own experience, in your own body, right here in this place. Describe what you see. Notice the difference between inside and outside, and how little separates the two. Pay attention to what you see and hear. If it's a window that opens, explore the differences in the temperature and the sound and movement as you open it. Notice things about where you are that you hadn't noticed before. When you're finished with this, we'll move on to fiction for those of you who want that. But press pause for now while you write this first part. Once you're finished with your window, move to a more comfortable place. Think of a character you're working on now. Think of that person's home or office or school. Or choose a scene in your story when you feel that a pause would be helpful, a time for a breath, some observation or reflection. Imagine a window in this place. Where is it? How big or small is it? Does it open? Is the glass clean or smudged? Does anything rest on the windowsill? What does your character see when they look through it? How does it make them feel to see it? Maybe they'll witness something incredible, or maybe they'll understand something. Maybe it will help you with pacing in a scene or create tension. Wherever this exercise goes, begin with the window, the simple fact and presence of it. Let the story unfold from there. If you'd like to share your window or what you wrote about it or your experience of writing or not writing during this time, use the hashtag writinginplace. You can see images of my windows right now on Instagram and Twitter at Nina_LaCour and at The Slow Novel Lab. I'm also sending out a special weekly newsletter with the text from these episodes and more photos. The links are in the show notes. Thank you to my brother, Jules LaCour, for the music, Sonics Podcasts for the production, and Mia Nolting for the illustration. My wife, Kristen Strobel, is taking the photographs for this series. I'll be back next week with a new exercise for you. Until then, I'm sending you love and wishing you well.